Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and we are here for another mini episode in our Consistency 365 series, all about implementing tools and resources, practices and discipline that get us more consistent. They get us from knowing what to do and wanting to do it regularly to actually doing it regularly, even when we're overwhelmed, even when we're tired, even when life is throwing us a bunch of curveballs. And I wanted to share with you something that really inspired me just yesterday. I was on Instagram, and a woman in my mastermind had the privilege of hearing David Goggins speak. David Goggins is a former Navy SEAL. He's done some incredible feats of nature in terms of like ultra marathons and all sorts of different challenges. And he's written a book. And she was saying that when he gave his presentation, he shared that so many of us are saying we're too tired, we're worn out, we've done all we can, but we haven't done all we can. And we're judging things like being tired or being overwhelmed from the standpoint of only using like 40% of our capacity or something like that. I didn't see the presentation. I just saw what her takeaway was. And what it meant to me was when I'm feeling like, oh, it's been nonstop all day. I woke up before the kids and I was doing this and then they woke up and I've been either working or momming and it's the end of the day and I'm just done. I probably have a lot more to give. I'm just convincing myself I'm done because that's my context. That's my framework. I could do so much more. It doesn't mean I have to, but I could. I have the capacity. I have the potential. I'm just in a pattern of saying, oh man, I'm so tired. Oh man, I've worked so hard today. But realistically, I'm probably not even at 50% of my potential. So last night after I got Roman to bed and got Charlie to bed, Piper was still up and being fussy as is Piper's often way. Instead of saying, I'm exhausted, I need to go lay down. I'm exhausted, I'm going to sit and watch TV. I went out to my office and I got on the treadmill and I went for a walk. Because I reminded myself that it's likely not true at all that I'm at my limit. It's just this familiar place and this familiar line and this familiar story, but it doesn't reflect all that I'm capable of. So I went out and I got on the treadmill, and what was going through my mind was, I have more to give and I want to give it. I have more to give and I want to give it. So then this morning when my alarm went off, and I absolutely could have slept for a couple more hours because it was going to be a couple hours before the kids woke up, I turned to that again. I have more to give and I want to give it. So I got up and I read my Bible and I did my journaling and I went out to the office and I got a walk in and I came in and I folded laundry and I swept the floors because I have more to give and I want to give it. And I don't know if that resonates with any of you the way that it resonates with me, but I'm going to hang on to that one for a while because there's certainly more juice in the fruit, meaning I can get a lot more mileage out of that idea as long as I hold it in the forefront of my mind. The next time that I'm feeling like, oh, I'm just exhausted from normal stuff in a day, not I ran an ultra marathon, not I did 14 hours of training today, not I was performing brain surgery for 6 hours, just being a mom, working from home, doing laundry, like that's not... I could do those things all day, and that doesn't mean that I've exhausted my capacity. I think that's just a limiting story, a really, really limiting story that I have nothing left in the tank after cooking a couple of meals, working, and taking care of three kids. No, I refuse to continue to submit to this story that those things exhaust what I have to give in a day. I am made for so much more, and you are made for so much more. I have more to give and I want to give it. If you want to work more closely with me, if you feel like you need the support, like these podcasts are really helpful, but you need a little more in the way of coaching and accountability, I hope that you will consider the Consistency Course. That's where I coach regularly. That's where I go live with folks to talk about what is in their way and how we can create a path through it to overcome it. to make change. The link is in the show description. I'd love the opportunity to get to work with you if you feel like that is the right fit. Either way, we'll be back again tomorrow with another episode. So I'll see you then.